It says, Yaakov asks Yosef, "Vasita imadi chesed ve'emet. I want you to do kindness and truth. Don't bury me here. Take me out of here." So Rashi quotes that when you do kindness for the people who are deceased, that's a true kindness. You know you're not getting anything back. So the Or HaChaim and the Siftei Chachamim have comments on that, because it seems that Yaakov Avinu is paying Yosef. He tells him, "I'm giving you an extra portion." And Rashi over there comments, "I'm giving you an extra portion in the land of Israel because you are going to work hard to bring me to Israel to ensure I get buried there." So it sounds like he is getting paid back. So it could be, says Rav Chalap, that we have this covenant that when people do kindness with the deceased, even if afterwards they will get some form of payment, there's something in the will, they don't really expect it. Because when a person does kindness with the deceased, it uplifts him to a level that's above any expectation of payback. It's just a different level. Doing kindness to the deceased, it could be the idea here is not the practical understanding we have in Rashi, that practically you can't expect any payment. The guy is dead. He can't pay you back. Maybe the idea here is a spiritual one, says Rav Chalap, that when you connect to this mitzvah, you can actually do it for its pure intentions, which is different than other mitzvot.